Welcome to the Silhouettes of Success podcast with your host, successful entrepreneur, broker, and business mentor, Amber Weitzer. Because success comes in all shapes, sizes, and styles, the Silhouettes of Success podcast is shining the light on industrious women with a collection of curated conversations of intentional inspiration designed to inspire your heart, ignite your mind, feed your soul, and gift you with actionable insights directly from inspirational everyday women who've shown tenacity, grit, and grace, having taken on the challenges in their lives and business and won. Remarkable, down-to-earth, and relatable, Amber and her guests will share with you uplifting and extraordinary real-life success stories, motivational ideas that just might help spark something within you. With the deepest desire to serve you, help you grow so you can begin to shine the light that will illuminate your very own silhouette of success. So, let's get to it.
Hello, and welcome to the Amber Weitzer Podcast, Silhouettes of Success. Our VIP feature guest is the inventor of home staging and is internationally known around the world for creating and building the staging industry from the ground up. Her creative, intensive, inspirational hard work has changed the real estate industry forever with her invention of home staging. She has taught over 37,150 hours of home staging education in over 3,790 full-day seminars, and personally taught more than 1,475,000 people in her live seminar classes. And I can tell you, Silhouettes, I am fortunate to raise my hand as one of those years ago. I am so tickled to bring you this VIP guest. Silhouettes, let's welcome Barb Schwartz to the show. Hello, Barb, or should we say aloha to you?
Oh, well, aloha to you, and it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you once again. There is a staggering number that I did not include in the intro on purpose from your bio because I thought only you should be able to share this number. So share with our audience before we get started. Yahoo reports that your name is searched how often per month?
Oh, you know, I just about fell over when they notified me. I had no idea. And the number fluctuates, of course, according to the day. But actually, the search results are, they run between 3 to 4 billion searches a day. Billion? I was just dumbfounded. And they said, well, you invented the industry in the 70s. And the internet, of course, wasn't there then. But then you then changed real estate. So there are so many that look for you. And also the pages they've since shared with me, it's also about 3 billion pages that people look at every day where I am. So I'm very humbled by that. It's just wow. And I want to help others. So hopefully some of the people that are involved in some of those articles and things are getting, you know, good attention as well.
And if I can clarify for my notes, is that a recorded number or, you know, what they're sharing with you? Is that per month or per day? I thought it was month. Did I misread that?
Well, it is per month. However, then they shared with me the pages I'm on that are looked at daily.
Oh, wow.
And so every day it changes. You know, every day it could be, well, yesterday it was close to 3 billion and with like 250 million and down from there, but it changes every day. And just typing in, you know, how many search results for Barb Schwartz, the inventor of home staging and industry, occur monthly, that's when the monthly number comes up. It's really amazing. Like I said, I'm just, Grandpa raised me a lot, and he was always, you stay humble, girl. And I'm just so humble about it. I really am. I haven't put it on Facebook or anything yet. I'm just, I recently found out about 3 weeks ago. And so I hope you don't mind my sharing that number with you.
This is so exciting. I want you to share all of it with us. How do you even, you know, you mentioned your grandfather and, you know, staying humble, but how do you wrap your mind around just seeing those numbers or just reading that? I mean, how exciting.
Well, At first I was like, you're kidding me. I mean, I was just really, I mean it. I almost fell off my chair. And they said, we just wondered if you knew. And I said, no, I have never looked up anything like that before. I had gone in to the internet with my new website that I'm really excited about. I thought, well, I would like to see, you know, just type in my name and see how many pages come up for me. And so I was just looking at the bottom, you know, when you type in your name and it shows a page with your name and then you go to the next page and the next page. And then all of a sudden these numbers started showing up and, it was really something for me. So it's nice to see it there and putting my mind around it, I don't know that that's really possible for me to really, you know, get that number. That's whoa, that's something.
It is exactly that.
They said to me, "You have more than a Bezos of Amazon," and I'm like, "What?" Or Bill Gates of Microsoft, what? We can go on to other things, but it's sweet of you to bring it up. I normally don't go, and hem and haw, but that's something that has made me do that.
Well, as it should. Oh my gosh. Well, let's just dive into your Silhouette of Success journey so you can share more of this greatness that you have just put your heart and soul into. So I enjoy starting the conversation off with allowing you, the Silhouette, to share with their audience the early shaping of your background. So the stage is yours, my lady. Talk to the audience a little bit and share a little bit about your background.
And so, sweetheart, where would you like me to start?
Where do you want to start?
Well,
do you want to start with, did you launch in 1972? Is that the right year?
That's when I invented home staging. And, you know, I was born in Kansas. I click my shoes like and feet like Dorothy. But, and I look back and think, wow, my whole life, I believe with everyone's life, you know, evolves. And I feel that this is my purpose right here on the planet. And when I look back, you know, my early childhood in Kansas, my grandfather, as I said, was really influential to me, and I adored him. He was a very simple man, very, very honest, and had wonderful ethics, and a farmer who also carried mail because he was, you know, had time on his hand. He had huge farms in Kansas, he and my grandmother. And so some of the things that to this very day I say or believe in come from him. And humility was one of them. And honesty was another. And never, never, never give up, Barbie, he would say to me. That's what he would call me, Barbie. And then I had interests in, even at 5 years old, moving furniture around the house. I was driving my grandmother up the wall, probably, and started cutting out things from Woman's Day magazine, which still exists, believe it or not. and making scrapbooks. And then in high school and college, I studied music and education and design. And those were my three degrees, or three majors rather, with one degree. And so then I taught school, and I'm glad I did that because of all the teaching that I've done of staging. And I decided to open a design business. And, you know, I didn't really enjoy it. Not as much as I thought I would. I worked with individual homeowners, which was wonderful, and builders. Yet I felt there was something more that I really wanted to be involved with. But what was it? So I went into real estate, and that was on a dare with a broker that I called on to, as you know, for money for the children's hospital in Seattle. And he said, "Why aren't you in real estate?" And I was taken back, and I said, "Well, I thought of it a little bit." And he said, "I dare you. You better get in the business. What, stop this other, whatever you're doing." And so I actually did. And then my first year, I sold homes, but the listings I had, I didn't have any of them sell. And they were overpriced and messy. And I thought, this is not right. I've got to speak up. And so I said to some sellers, "I could decorate your home to sell." "Decorate?" And we don't want to do that. We're moving. And I used the word, "I could help design." "No, no." And so I thought, well, this is amazing. And I have, because of my music also background, I have been in a number of off-Broadway plays and musicals in the Seattle area. And so I was at this home on my birthday. I got a call to go see this house, Amber. And I thought, okay, well, it's not far. I'll go look at it. And it was needing help. They weren't on the market yet. And so I'm talking to this woman. All of a sudden, out of my mouth came these words, which I didn't think of ahead of time before I went. I just said to her on a whim, "Do you like the theater?" And she said, "Oh, we love the theater. We go to the theater all the time." "Ah, well, you know, I'm thinking in the theater, we always set the scene. We set the stage for each act. And I'm thinking, you know, each one of your rooms is like a play, and there's a purpose for each room. And we could set the scene in each room." And out of my mouth came, "Set the stage. Would you like me to share with you a few ideas?" "I guess." "Okay." So I went into one of the rooms with her, and I suggested and moved a few things that were easy to move. She really liked it. And that was the day on my birthday, January 9th, that I said staging for the very first time. And it worked. That house had been on the market almost 2 years with three different companies, two of which had gone out of business. And it sold like a week, 10 days. I have a picture of the very first house on the outside. I just found it again in Bellevue, Washington. And so anyway, the next house I went to, I thought, well, this worked at the last house. Oh, they have posters all over the place in the kids' rooms. Oh, I'm going to use movies as the, you know, example. And they can set the movie to be messy in the scenes, or really clean and picked up. And that worked with them when I said staging about it. And another one, they had Disneyland posters. This was like happening, meant to be, like three houses in a row. And they wanted to go to Disneyland, and so they had these posters up, and I said, "If there's ever a place that stages, it's Disneyland." And I used those analogies, and all three of those houses sold in record time for the market right then, and that's how it all started, Amber.
Oh my goodness, I have goosebumps.
Oh, thank you.
Your observation, it was so serendipitous, but it was because you were paying attention. You were pulling from what was natural for you, and honestly trying to help them. And oh my gosh. And I never knew that story, that backstory. I have a couple of your books, but oh my gosh, how did I not know that story? That is phenomenal.
Well, thanks, love. I didn't put them in my books. So in fact, nobody had ever said to me, no one had ever said to me, when did you, you know, invent staging? I mean, they know the year, but they didn't say like what day or where were you. Nobody's ever asked that in over a million people that I've trained live in my seminars. And so I decided 2 years ago, as the inventor of home staging, that a lot of stages have said to me, you know, there's a teacher day and doctor day and secretary day and all those important people with what they celebrate their, you know, what they do. And we need a staging day. So I decided, well, I'm going to declare one as the inventor of home staging and the original builder of the industry. And so when did you do that? And that was the first time I was asked 2 years ago. And I said, well, actually, it was on my actual birthday. And you all know that I usually say it was a gift from God to me that this happened. That's how I feel. And it was on my birthday. And that's another reason I say it was a gift. And so that's the day. And now Worldwide Staging Day is being celebrated. It's coming up this January 9th. And I don't even think about my birthday anymore. I think about the staging, you know, anniversary. And so this is my 50th year anniversary since inventing home staging, soon to be 51 years as we go. And nothing stops me. You know that, Amber.
I do know that. I do. And I am so grateful, as so many others are too. Oh my goodness. So hearing you share that story, something that we always talk about, especially as, again, it's really women listening and supporting and uplifting each other. You've talked about your grandfather, and I can very much relate to you on adoring your grandfather and what a role model he was. When you first were going through figuring that out with your career, who do you think most supported you or influenced you once you started the staging path? Can you remember? Was there anything that you can share with the audience?
Well, I learned a lot from my grandfather, and that's so kind and nice of you to recognize that. And I really have come up with my own communication program, and I really began to not like some of the words people use and the way they talk. And it's really rote. It's like everybody has word habits, and we repeat the same major words over and over again. And I began to realize how important words were when my daughter, as a passenger in an old Land Cruiser, and the young man had taken the seatbelt out, and she became brain damaged from the car that went off the cliff in a huge snowstorm up in the mountains, because she had hoped to be in the Olympics and was in trials. And on the way back home, this guy asked if she would like a ride, another skier. And so that changed her life forever. And I began to observe the things that doctors, who I really respect so much and I'm so grateful for, and the nurses, who I adore and work so hard, is the vocabulary of what people would say that were attempting to help, such as, well, she can't get better, or if this happens, or, you know, that's not going to work. Or I just heard so many different things like that, and I began to really take words and look at the meaning of them and how they affect us inside. And so I started changing simple words. And that's part of the communication program in my new class and course that I'm giving that are in to people in the U.S., Canada, and in Europe, different time zones, of course. And so I would say my grandfather first, and then through what happened to my daughter, that really changed how I talk. And so that I'm wanting to pass on. And the whole thing, I really do feel it's a gift from God, from the universe. I really do. And I believe that's my purpose here, as I mentioned, on our dear beloved planet. At least to me, I just love this planet so much and really want us to take better care of it. So when I look back at growing up on the farm and what I learned there, and then my work in music, which helped me become a performer, which then I parlayed into the analogy for staging, which I never knew that I would do. And doing that with my real estate knowledge then and the teaching all came together for spreading the word and teaching people about staging. And so that path just to me is just, wow, that's really my life is about. And I live staging every day. Staging is love to me, Amber. It really is. And people might, you know, turn their head and think, love? What's that about? Well, we go into properties that can be really cluttered and full of so much stuff. And that stuff, quantum physics teaches me, as I've talked with scientists, that everything's made up of matter, and that matter has an energy to it. And too much in a house really causes that energy to be stressful. And so by decluttering and having it clean and, you know, less is more in the property, because we want to market the space, not the things. And by that taking place, why people then say, oh, I love what you did. That's what they say. And the buyers say, oh, I love this. This is the one I'm going to buy. Well, that's called love. And, you know, I've seen teenagers or young people really be on, younger than teenagers, you know, on prescriptions like Ritalin or other things, and have the clutter gone and the room going from, you know, dark brown walls that look really not good in a bedroom. Dark colors on the walls bring the walls in and it makes the room feel smaller. Why, by changing all that, all of a sudden, I've seen in the case I'm thinking of at the moment where he was taken off Ritalin. He didn't need it anymore. And there was so much stress in that house. So, you know, and agents come in that had the listing. Oh my gosh, I love what you did. Look at this. Oh my gosh, I don't even recognize my own listing. That's love. That's why I call it staging is love.
You're crossing over so many different segments of folks' lives, their lives, their livelihoods. You know, it's just so intimate. It's interesting because, again, as you know, as I'm a broker and took your classes and years ago, but it's more of a passionate purpose when you're in the industry and you're in exactly, you know, your specific line and what you invented and have just brought to life for so many of us. It just, it is. I can follow along when you say it's love, because that's the name of the game right there. You know, yes, you have to provide for your family and pay the bills and all those other things, but that's the name of the game. When you get those compliments or you just see that in someone's face and you're able to really feel appreciated because you know that you're doing it for the right reasons.
You're right on, girl. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. It's, mm-hmm. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what it is. And wow. It's such a wonderful feeling. For them and for us and everyone in the process. And yeah. It's just, People, that's the word they use. Oh, I just love what you did. I love what you did. And recently, one of the stagers I trained, she said, well, I said that to someone and they made a face and said, well, that's not true. And I said, did you share with her, you know, what I taught about and shared with you about the story first before you say that? Oh, no, I didn't. I said, well, were you able to then? And she said, yes, I did. I started to say a little bit about why we feel that way. And it's really important for any agent, broker, stager, or anyone related to the staging industry or real estate industry to share the story of what people say first and then say it's really about love. Or you can say that first, as long as you say the story, which is true, this is what people say to us. Then the listener, I found, really says, oh, wow, I guess it really is. So it's, we're all in this together, and none of us are getting out of this alive. It's really important that we help each other and that we communicate together and really care, not just for ourselves, but for others, because we really mirror each other as human beings. And it's important that we mirror the best of a human being and our spirits, because to me, that's really why we're here. I really believe that we're on this planet to learn how to love. And learn how to love ourselves and learn how to love others. Learn how to love others and to love ourselves. And so it's a big picture. Staging really can touch so many. And, you know, I'll say, well, dear universe, dear God, I could have invented a widget. That would have been okay. However, I really am happy that this is my role, because it's all about spreading the love, and that's what it is. And home is where the heart is. And sometimes those homes, as you know, my dear, the heart of the home looks like it's not doing too well in there. And environment is monumental. And that's what we're doing. We're changing the environments, which changes lives. And people become, you know, really involved with the environment, and it really influences people, young people, older people. And for example, going into a home where people that are older are ill and being taken care of, and some of those environments just are not really loving. People may be loving, but it's really the environment stayed changing, and it's not just there. It can be, you know, the entrance to a school or a hospital or a store or anything. And to me, I'm out to stage the world. That's my mission. Staging the world.
Stage the world. Talking through some of that, and maybe more specifically, sharing about you, when do you feel the greatest sense of satisfaction?
You know, I just love to stage.
Yeah.
I just, you know, my husband will say, you need to go stage. Because I creativity, each of us, it's such a gift that we were born with. Think about it, everybody, the creativity that we have. And some people in class will say, well, I'm not very creative. And I'll say, sweetheart, I was raised, my grandparents were English, so it was love this and sweetie and all that, and it stuck with me. So that's where some of that came from. But I just say, sweetheart, right now your mind is creating things and your body is digesting your breakfast from this morning and healing that little nick on your knee or whatever it is. And so our creativity, we really want to be grateful for and to praise it every day and to play with it, have fun with our creativity. And so instead of buying something, I'll say, okay, what do I have that I can repurpose? What do I have that I could remake down in the garage or something, get the screwdrivers out and change things around. And I am so in just love creativity. And when we live with creativity of solving challenges in our lives, paying the bills, get creative. Grocery shopping, get creative. And we do the same things over and over and over again. And I call it get out of the box. The box to me is one big word, fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And in that darn box, oh, inflation and all this, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying play with the creativity in your mind of how you can solve situations that you are experiencing right now as a listener to Dear Amber's great show. And I mean, great of Amber to have this show for all of you listening, for me and everyone. And so creativity is when I feel, oh, you talk about a high. That's a high. I don't.
We can hear it. It's contagious. Yes. You're going to have me standing on my desk here in a minute.
Oh, good. Go for it, girl. Go. It's just that creativity. Yeah. That is when I'm in heaven, right here on earth, is being in the creativity. Yes. And be positive, everyone, because you have creativity. Play with it. Play a game with it. And I really, really know when you can think it, you can create it. And that's exactly what happened with me in staging.
When we talk about all these amazing chapters in your life, with staging at, as you've mentioned, at the heart of it, this is typically really a two-part question. Was there ever a specific point in time throughout this journey, or maybe it was a key situation, that really forced you to take a monumental shift within the business or career? And with that result, positive or painful, how did going through that help you grow?
Well, dear heart, I feel like a laser beam. And I'm always focused on the end, and then I move back to me. And so I say this with humility from my being, as best I know how, is that each step is really, I believe, for good, no matter what the step is. Would I have wished that for my daughter? Are you kidding? I wouldn't wish that for anyone. Very grateful, though, she didn't die. And there's always good in everything. And so the way I'm made is that I don't care for drama. And people focus, I feel, excuse me, I wake up in the morning because I talk so much the day before and last night. That there's a little gravel in there, so forgive me. That people focus too much on the problems. State it once, and then let's talk about a lot of solutions. And so that's the way that I was raised. It's the way that I am. And I just every day, what do we do today? Move forward. And it really, you know, that one was, this journey was going on when that happened to my dear daughter. And, you know, I remember saying, God, I refuse to worry. I don't believe in worry. I really believe in action. And the word I changed from worry, because listeners, a lot of women and men too, but worry. And it's useless. It's a total uselessness of your mind, your body. It affects your chemistry and can cause disease. And so to me, it's all about solutions. And okay, Amber, I'm going to do a little thing with you. Can I real quick? It's just real little.
Let's do it. Well, let's do it.
Say the word out loud, and anyone would like to that's listening, is to say the word worry. Just say worry.
Worry.
Okay, now I'd ask you to say the word concern.
Concern.
Which feels better?
Concern.
Concern.
Yeah.
And see, you knew that right away. We didn't, this is new. I didn't say before I was going to ask you anything. Because, you know, you're asking me. Thanks for playing with me like that. And it's really, really changes how we work with situations, with challenges. I said problem on purpose, which I normally use the word opportunity or challenge, because there are opportunities with each challenge. And I said problem on purpose because many people listening use that word. I don't normally use that word. And worry to me, oh gosh, it make me sick to my stomach. I know the word concern is so much healthier. That's one of the many words that I've changed. And so it's okay to have concern. There have been things that come up that I have concern. I don't lose sleep on it. So I would go to bed and I'd say, we've worked, you know, with action to help our dear daughter. And now, universe, God, she's yours. You take care of her tonight. And I would go to bed. And that is a huge, could be a huge challenge for many people when something like that happens to their child. So it's just step by step. And I got really sick, and my husband thought I was going to die. And so the association I founded and built for 20 years, and IHOS, it's called, I named it, and because of the letters that it stands for, and the school that I built, which was the first one in the world, and websites. So we sold that, and it really was an interesting feeling to me because it just was like, this is my baby. And yet I've learned so much, and I just refuse to participate in any drama about it and to focus myself on there are things that I'm going to be able to do that with running two big organizations, the time wasn't there for. So there have been definitely some interesting things. I've had open heart surgery, my heart out of my body for, oh gosh, I guess it was 12 to 14 hours, three valves replaced at once, which is really rare. They don't normally do that. And it, you know, healing from that was very interesting. And yet at the end, there's pain there. There's no doubt. And yet it's like, next, what's next? And right now my body's healing as I'm talking is what I said to myself at the time, because that's what I believe. So it's really having concern, but not that other dirty word, W-O-R-R-Y. And
yes.
Because in our house, it's a dirty word. That's what we call it. It's a dirty word.
Well, I will put that on my dirty word list because I will definitely agree with you on that. And it is, I think we could all relate and know the impact of that. And so we're going to shift our vocabulary and take your advice. Oh my goodness. So Barb, two things. The first thing is this, again, I always say is such a guilty pleasure, having this time with you one-on-one on the microphone, but then sharing you with the world, but I want to respect your schedule. But there's a couple more questions I really want to get in. Do I have permission to keep you a couple more minutes?
Oh, absolutely.
Super.
I apologize, dear heart.
You don't
wind me up, and there I go.
Don't you apologize. No way. I know how to cut corners on my end to get max time from you. I'm not letting you go. So talking through the amazing, and again, so the audience knows, and you know, we'll include all of your contact information. I'm going to let you share that here in a few minutes in our resource section of the show notes. So we know we have you to, you know, connect with and Do you have a favorite resource that helps uplift or expand your mind, whether it's an author or a book or anything that you'd want to share with the audience so they might also go pick that up?
Well, just all of your questions, I really appreciate you and I appreciate your wonderful questions. So thank you. I do go on the internet and look, you know, put in a topic. Let's say put in manifestation. I actually did that last night. And I like to see what comes up. And then I have words for what some people might call their gut. And I call mine my inner knower. And that's a whole other topic that I could talk on another show with you about. The inner knower to me is the gift, the connection with the divine, whatever you call the divine. And so creativity is a part of that. And to me, our gut, our intuition, everyone has it. And people, men sometimes, they'll say, well, I don't have that. Every human has it. And so and I ask, and I've learned this starting out on the farm in Kansas way many years ago, is to just ask my inner knower, and it guides me of which book. And that's the truth. I will do a paragraph or maybe a page and a couple of books that pull up that I pull up like last night, and my inner knower just guides me to the one. And I believe every one of us has this, what I call inner knower. And for those that feel inner knower might be a little bit, like elementary school, we can say inner intelligence, which I also teach. And so in doing that, you know, people like Wayne Dyer, I really have loved his work. He used to live in Hawaii before he passed away. Love his work. There are many that are speakers, they have books, and really just typing in a topic, many will appear to you. You know, Oprah's List has been very helpful at times. I'm not sure that she's still doing that. She may be, but or maybe not. So it's really letting your inner knower, your gut, your intuition really guide you with that. And that's what I do. And what I say that I really say with humility, and I mean this, is I really listen and strive to listen to what the universe is telling me. I told someone recently, because it's the truth, the universe is my best friend. When somebody says to me, who's your best friend? I say the universe. And I really mean that, Amber. It's there for everyone. The universe is unbelievable. And that's where this energy and the thoughts and the creativity and your inner knower, all of that is there. It's not hokey pokey. It's real and they can measure it. Quantum physics has measured it. And so that would be my answer to you in this moment today.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes I say those are great best practices, but you just kicked it up about 20 elevations. It's magnetic and it's something that you tell it so beautifully that it almost does paint this image and this beautiful picture. So thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. All right, m'lady. Yes, we are running on time. And again, I would keep you, but I think what we'll do is, as I hopefully heard you offer an opportunity in there, we'll take an intermission and then we'll do a part two one day and have you dive deeper into some of the things you've talked about in the inner knower. How does that sound?
Oh, I would, that's very kind of you. I would love it.
Awesome.
I really love it. And that's part of what I'm teaching in my new course, is really getting in touch with our inner knower, because believe me, it's there and it's ready to talk.
Well, then we're going to do that. We'll get that on the calendar. So, all right, m'lady, for this time, I sure don't want to, but we're going to. It has been an absolute privilege and an honor visiting with you today. And as we begin to wrap up, keeping the promise to share intentional inspiration with our audience, do you have a favorite piece of key go-to advice that you'd like to share with them?
You know, you ask and it just popped up for me from my inner knower.
All right, let's do it.
Because I looked out the window and boom, it just came to me. What I would leave from my heart to yours, everyone, as it's been a great joy. It really has an honor to be with you, Amber, and with those of you listening. Thank you for the honor of that. Is to be your best every single day. To be your best every single day. And to do that for yourself, for others, and for the universe, and the part that I'm wanting to share with you the most is be your best every day, because that's why you are here.
So very moving, so beautiful, so very moving, so very authentic, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate you, love. Thank you.
All right, Barb. Again, it's a joy for me as well to have this time with you. It is now time to let you share with the audience so they can find and connect with you and support you in your continued success. And I know you have a new website out that you've been working so hard on. So whatever contact information or socials you might want to share, feel free. And of course, I'll have those in the resource section. So the stage is yours.
Oh, dear heart, thank you. My brand new site is my name, and it's Barb Schwarz. And so it's B-A-R-B, S like Sam, C like cat, H like home, W, A like apple, R like Robert, Z like zebra. There's no T in the name, so Barb Schwarz, it rhymes with s'mores. And so, which I used to eat around the campfire. .com. And so there are parts of it that are, I did on purpose, that are educational, that are complimentary for everyone. And I have many sayings that I've developed through the years and staging, but also life. And for example, you can't sell it if you can't see it. And that means because of all the clutter, or there's not a lockbox on, or whatever. And so they are there for you to enjoy. And the ones about life are similar to what I just shared with you about really every day doing our best, because that is why we're here. And so that is one of the sources. I also have created a staging gallery, and I like to show off stagers. The before and afters are amazing, and you may really enjoy that. There's an interview section with interviews that I've been honored to be asked to be the person that was interviewed. And oh dear Amber, I can hardly wait to put you there with your permission, so that people find out about you more and more, which those are three that come to my mind. There's more than that. But, oh, Worldwide Staging Day is there. And the activities that took place at the last January 9th. And it's so wonderful to see people celebrating with their clients or with affiliates and their creativity. That's what I want stagers to do, is to really celebrate their creativity. And then education and my course is there that you can find out about, and the dates, etc. And Facebook. I have a public page, which is Barb Schwarz, the same spelling. And then I have a, you know, personal page. And so you can friend me if you'd like on the personal page. And then on the public page to follow, I would really appreciate your kindness, everyone, to follow me there. So those are the ones that come to my mind, you know, right away. Of course, there's the, you know, the other standard ones, LinkedIn and some of the others. So thanks for asking, sweetheart. That's really kind of you. Thank you.
Well, it is a genuine pleasure and an honor and all of those amazing things wrapped up, because you definitely have been a guiding light for me. And as we've talked about, millions and billions. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, m'lady. Once again, thank you for spending the time with us to share a portion of your silhouette of success. Thank you, and we very much appreciate you. And until part two, we meet again.
Thank you, dear heart. You're wonderful, and what you're doing, I'm really honored to be with you and very proud of you, may I say. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye now.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Silhouettes of Success podcast. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on all the new episodes. We are here for you and with you. We encourage you to share this podcast on all your socials and pass on the light to help illuminate another silhouette of success. To find out the latest ways to inspire your heart, ignite your mind, and gain actionable insights, subscribe at thesilhouettesofsuccess.com or connect with us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. We're grateful that you've tuned in. Remember, you are exactly where you need to be, right here with us. This is the Amber Weitzer Podcast, Silhouettes of Success.